Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining me. I truly appreciate it. I'm here today with Ray Sumeyer. He's with Near North Title. And title is obviously a big piece of the real estate industry. You can't close a loan without having a title company. And obviously, in the new environment, there's a lot of issues that have come up and happened. So we want to talk about how that's affected the title business and closings, because it's really important to a lot of people who are refinancing and purchasing and need to look at closing. Before we do that, though, Ray, could you tell us about yourself a little bit?
As Rick said, my name is Ray Sumeyer. I'm the Senior Vice President of Near North Title Group here in wonderful Indiana. We have offices throughout Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Florida, and into some other states. Been in the business for almost 30 years now, and have done a little bit from everything from closings to title to managing and a little bit of everything.
You're the most knowledgeable title person I know. If I ever have title questions, I always call Ray or text Ray or email Ray. and you always know. It's amazing. I texted you the other day on a question a customer had, and when I gave him the answer, he's like, "Well, I don't think that's right." I said, "Well, listen, that's what he's saying. I'm telling you, he knows. If you don't think it's right, you need to talk to an attorney." And you were right.
I mean, I don't know everything, but if I don't know the answer, I'll definitely find out the answer for you.
Right. You'll find out the answer from the people who know. And you do. I just found it funny because they wanted to, and then they came back and they said, no, he was right. That's what it is. They asked me, I couldn't answer it because it was way out of my wheelhouse. It's really important. So if somebody, I guess if somebody's, mostly it's to be a real estate agent needs to look at closings, things like that. If they're looking for a title company, how would they get a hold of Near North Title? Who should they talk to?
You can always go to our website at www.nntg.com, or you can always call me at 317-710-1312.
Okay, perfect. And so with all this COVID-19 and everything else, obviously there's been tons of changes. I know there's been tons of changes with the title companies. So what kind of things have you had to do? And I will tell you right up, I am very impressed with how quickly your business had to change and how quickly you changed your business without any interruption in service. It was remarkable.
Well, thank you, Rick. It was. We have a great management team at Near North Title. And as soon as this thing started unfolding with the COVID and everything, we were right on it. Looking at what other people were doing, looking at what our game plan was going to be. And we had an executive team that I'm a member of that we just kind of said, you know, this is what we feel like is the best thing to do. And we just took an action and did it.
And I talked to Jeremy Page. He was on a show a week or two ago, and he was saying the same thing. It's amazing because the changes were significant that you had to make.
The biggest thing is we want to make sure that everyone is protected. Our one of our visions is protect our customers, and whatever we got to do to make sure that happens, we're willing to do, and that's what we did.
Yeah. And so some of those changes, what are the different changes that you've made?
Probably one of the biggest things we do is we've limited on who is coming into closing now. At the beginning of it, back in March and April, just the consumer was able to be in our offices. And so we've lifted out a little bit for now. Not going to say that's going to stay like that, but if the agent wants to come to the closing, we'll let them come to closing, but normally they're not sitting at the table or sitting on the edge of the room or something like that. One of the biggest things is just trying to protect and make sure our customers are safe, make sure our employees are safe. I mean, we sent a lot of our employees home during the big part of the COVID back in March and April. So our closers are you could consider one of our closers as frontline people, because they were still in the trenches every day working, meeting with customers, getting documents signed, dispersing loans, whatever the case would be. They're the ones that really deserve a big gratitude for all this, because they were like a front work line worker. We would look at them as a policeman, a fireman, a nurse, a doctor, because they were still every day in, day out, meeting with customers. And we never skipped a beat. We made sure that we got every single closing taken care of, and we just do what we got to do.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. Maybe people don't understand, but if you're closing, especially on a purchase, refinance is important too, but if you're closing on a purchase and the title company can't close the loan, that means that purchase doesn't happen and the movers don't move and you don't get your house that you thought you were closing on, and the person who's selling it probably has a house that they're buying that they don't now get to. So it was vital that the title company be able to figure this out. And you talked about that, but I know you also did a lot of closings. This is one of the first things it seemed like you figured out or you changed for a while. I don't know if you're still doing it, but the curbside closings where they closed sitting in their cars.
You're right. I mean, without us, a purchase transaction can't take place. I mean, they have to come to us for us to execute the deed. If you can't execute a deed, you can't transfer a title. And I don't know many sellers out there will actually give a set of keys over to someone without signing a deed and getting a check in their hand.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. And we love our people, and people try to be friendly as they can be, but I wouldn't personally give a house over without getting a check in my hand to somebody else. So,
So
you're right. I mean, yeah, it was very crucial that we didn't skip a beat, if you want to call it that. We continued to work with all of our customers to make sure the closings were taken care of. We split our buyers and sellers pretty much even to this day, where the sellers are in one closing room, the buyers are in another closing room doing second separate signatures. We have done some curbside closings, whether it's at our office, our client's office, or even the customer's house. There's been times that we didn't feel comfortable going into a client's house, so we've done some curbside or sidewalk closings there.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. And so from here, where do you see, I mean, because some of these changes are really good, actually, and there's some things I know that maybe coming down the pike that we're going to see that we maybe thought we were going to have, but we haven't, like, I think it's called witness signature. No, that's different. It's the
RON closings.
Yes. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. A RON closing is a remote online notary closing. The Indiana approved the legislation last year, actually a couple years ago. It was supposed to go into effect last year, but we didn't get it all set up yet. It was supposed to go into effect July 1st of 2020. Our governor of the state did an executive order back in April to enact it much quicker. And then we were waiting on third-party vendors in order to get the service going. There have been a few RON closings done in the state of Indiana, not a whole lot to my knowledge. And it's one reason is when the governor moved everything up, the third-party vendors weren't ready.
Right.
Well, as soon as our governor did it, other governors did it as well. So all of a sudden, these third-party vendors are the ones actually controlling the RON closings, because it sounds easy. Oh, we'll just go online and do a closing online, or we'll witness somebody sign documents on a video. There's just a lot more to that. You cannot do a FaceTime closing. You can't do a Zoom closing. You can't do any type of that closing because it's not a secured transaction.
Right.
These transactions that are done by RON closings have to be videotaped, and those videotapes have to be stored for a number of years in order to prove that closing took place. So these vendors weren't set up for this big induction for this that happened when COVID came around.
Yeah, and I think, isn't there some also issue with the lenders who say, yes, we can, we'll do this, or we won't allow it?
Lenders weren't set up ready for it as well. Most of the lenders sell their paper to third-party investors, and there's a difference between a wet closing and a RON closing. And wet closing is when you actually sit at a table, you wet sign with ink those documents.
Right.
Investors aren't sure how, if we do a RON closing, how that will be looked at, if it's ever taken to court, would that actually be a legitimate closing or not? So investors are very leery to accept these mortgages when they buy them on the market. So that's another reason that the lenders have really had a pushback on allowing RON closings.
Right, because it's happened in the past where you think everything's fine, but then all of a sudden, you know, even though you've done it 1,000 times and everybody's doing it, all of a sudden you can't, the courts throw it out and you you lose your security or whatever it is. It's not good. You know, after the break, we're going to talk more about, you know, title companies and how you close. And we're going to talk about the witness signatures, which is an important piece we need to talk about.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hardworking mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it very much. I'm here with Ray Sumire. He's with Near North Title. And Ray, you know, we've talked a lot about the difference in title. How would somebody, if they, a real estate agent, or maybe somebody needs to do something with their title, how would they get a hold of you? How should they, what's the easiest way to contact Near North?
Definitely go to our website at www.nntg.com, or you can contact me directly via my email, rays@nntg.com, or call me at 317-710-1312.
Perfect. And I can tell you, Ray is the most knowledgeable title person there is. If you have questions, he's the best. He is the best. Just give him a call and he'll be able to answer all your questions.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
The other day I had Beth give me a call, and she was asking, she was thinking about selling her home, and thinking about buying a home, and she wanted to know if she needed to sell her current home or whether she could keep her current home and use it as a rental property. And kind of the twist to it is we had just refinanced the primary residence a few months ago, and so she was concerned whether that was something that could be done. And it's a question, it's a little twist to hers, but there's a lot of questions out there on turning homes into rental properties or buying rental properties. And the answer for Beth was, yes, you can certainly do that. You got to qualify, of course. You got to have the income to do that. You got to have, and the biggest thing I find is if you need the down payment to move to the new home. So you still have to have a down payment on the new home. But for most people, that's just 5% down. And for Beth, that was definitely doable without taking any money out of her current residence. She had the money to put the 5% down, so she was able to do that. And it certainly is something that can be done. So if you have a home now and you want to turn it into a rental and you want to buy another home, it definitely is something that can be done. We just need to talk about that. Now, there is a real need for houses on the market, so it's also a great time to sell the home. So, you know, you just have to decide what's going to be best for you. But any questions on anything like a rental property, how to finance it, you know, how can you do this, just give me a call or go online, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and contact me from there. Send me the information. You can text me, you can email me, you can call me, and I'll do my best to answer your questions and, you know, give you the right advice so we can move on down the road. But I want to get back to Ray, and we wanted to talk about, we were talking about the COVID and how it's affected the business. And I know that you've made some changes, like how you prepare your offices now for your closings.
For sure, Rick. We started back early in March when this all started coming to around to disinfecting our offices anytime someone came in our office. So we are currently still, anytime someone comes in for a closing, someone comes in just to check on something, come on, drop off a purchase agreement or anything like that, we are disinfecting that area that person was in every single time. So when someone comes into our conference room to do a closing, we're disinfecting the table, we're disinfecting the chairs they sit in, and definitely continue to make sure that everything's sterile. And so it's been a struggle to find some supplies there, especially early on. It's getting more easier to find those supplies, but we've managed to be able to always make sure we had plenty of supplies on hand to make sure that we're keeping everything clean and sterile.
Yeah, the supplies is a big deal. It's hard to get the supplies now. I know my wife she can't get the Clorox wipes or whatever that she loves to have. She can't get them. They're nowhere to be found.
Oh, I mean, we've been lucky that we've been able to find them from some of our suppliers. But okay. Yeah, you're right. I mean, even going to Sam's or Costco, buying the multi-pack of the Clorox wipes, they're just not there. I mean,
right.
every now and then you get lucky. They may have 10 of them and they limit one. But yeah, anytime I'm at any type of retail store, a drugstore, a Walmart, Costco, Sam's, anything like that, I'm always looking for those things. And even if we never have to use them fully, we're still buying it anything we can, anytime we can.
Right, because you got to have them. You can't do it without it. So that's incredible. And it obviously that takes a lot of extra time. And this is a hugely busy time for title companies. So you have you just make the time to do it because it's critical.
Busy? Yes. We're busy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed you were.
Yeah, we're extremely busy. I mean, we were all afraid in March when this all came down is, you know, what would our year look like? I mean, we were planning for the worst, and we're now planning for the best. I mean, we thought we'd have to start laying people off. I mean, some of our national underwriters laid people off 10, 15, 20% at a time. And so we were wondering, you know, are they starting to set that trend? Are we going to do the same thing? And it's the opposite. I mean, we're looking to hire. So if you've got any type of experience or a desire to be in the title industry, make sure you get a hold of me because we're looking to hire people because we're so busy right now. We need people. And COVID has been a great thing for us, so we're blessed there, and we're continuing to work hard and make sure our customers are taken care of.
Yeah, it seems like that there's a group like us who are very busy because of COVID. Because of COVID, the rates went down, or partly because of COVID, rates went down, and you know we've been booming. Title companies have been booming. The real estate industry has been booming, mm-hmm. but there's other industries like restaurants and bars and. You know, music venues, things like that, that have just been destroyed by it. And we have to be, you know, very happy and feel, you know, that we really are blessed that we're in an industry that we can do that because there are people who are really struggling.
That is so true. That is so true. And we're taking it every day as we can and just trying to help out as many people as we can, protecting our customers.
Yeah. And I also know that you will definitely support the restaurants as best you can and make sure that you go out to restaurants as often as possible so that they can stay in business.
I'm doing my best. I try not to eat inside the restaurants very often, but we definitely do a lot of carry out. Okay. And if a restaurant has outdoor seating, we'll eat those.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that. That's good because we have to support the businesses that are struggling. I don't want them to go out. I don't want the restaurants and the bars and the music venues to go out of business. So I want to support them so that they can make it through this time. So hope everybody does that. We need to support those industries and those businesses.
That is for sure. As you know, I travel a lot because I actually reside in Florida. So I'm traveling back and forth a lot. And the last couple planes I've been on, they've been a lot fuller than they definitely were back in April and May.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, it's good and bad. You kind of like it when the plane's not full. But on the other side, if they're not full, they're not going to be flying and you need them flying.
That's right.
So it is important. So with all these changes that you've seen in the industry, are you thinking that there's, I mean, how long do you think these changes are going to last? You think there's any time soon we're going to see that go back to the way it was?
Definitely if we had a crystal ball, we'd be able to determine that. But we don't have that crystal ball just right yet. I mean, I personally think we're in this for the long haul. I mean, I think we're in this probably for the next 12 to 18 months, hopefully not longer than that, but time will tell, I guess. It'd be nice to wake up one day and this all be over, but I just don't see that happen anytime soon. So we're just continuing to do the things the way we're doing now and just continue to go forward.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are some changes that have been made that I really appreciate. For instance, I really appreciate the stores that disinfect their carts, because to me that's a huge area where you can get all kinds of sicknesses. And if they I think that that's probably helped in not just COVID, but in a variety of other flu and a variety of things that we probably is way down because they're disinfecting their carts.
I think some of those changes, like disinfecting carts, you see retailers aren't open up as long as they normally would be. I mean, will Walmart ever go back to 24 hours? Who knows? Some people say yes, some people say no, because they're taking that extra time to make sure that everyone is protected by taking longer to clean things and things like that. Will we see buyers and sellers back in the same closing room anymore? I don't know. We may or we may not. I mean, that may be setting a new trend there in our own industry.
You know, that's an interesting one for you to bring up, because I never really understood why you would have the buyer and seller in such a private type of transaction where, you know, where we hide everything in the mortgage. You can't see anything. I can't show anybody their income. I can't show, you know, I can't talk about it. My wife will say, you know, I didn't even know that person was refinancing until they told me they were refinancing with you. I won't tell her because I'm not supposed to. It's not, Yeah, then they go and they sit in the room together and they basically see everything.
I think we've always done it for convenience. Yeah. Normally at the closing table, that's the first time that the buyer ever met the seller and vice versa. So if there's any questions on either side, if the buyer has any questions for the about the home, what functionality the home has for this and things like that, that's the perfect time for the buyer to do that. Now you're seeing a lot of buyers will communicate with the seller after the closing versus via either email or phone call so they can start answering those questions. So before it was for convenience for that. But yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens.
Okay. And you know, there's another one, and I don't know how it affects all of this, or another question I have. I had a customer who we closed at their house, and the closing happened, and when the closer got there, they told him, oh, you need a witness. And so they had to run around and get a witness from a neighbor to come over, and they weren't very happy because now they have to have their you know, neighbors see what they're doing, and they didn't know ahead of time and all this. But what is this? Is that witness signature, or is that something that's happening now because of COVID? You have to have somebody there to verify it happened?
The witness signature requirement for any document that is recorded with any of the recorder's office in the state of Indiana came effect in July 1st. This had nothing to do with COVID. It was a legislative change that was brought on by a recorder's association that was enacted or became law effective July 1st. So it says that anytime that there is a document that's recorded with the recorder's office, not only does it have to be notarized, it also has to be witnessed by a witness non-third party partner that has anything to do. So the witness cannot have any financial benefit from this closing or signing of the deed, signing a mortgage in order to be a witness.
So how do you do that in your office? Can somebody from your office witness it?
Title companies are exempt from the fiduciary eligibility. Anybody in our title company can be a witness for us as long as they're available to sign. Okay. So it can be our receptionist, it can be another closer, it can be a title person. Okay. They can be a witness. But if we're going to someone's home, that's when we require them to have a neighbor, have a friend, something like that, because the say for example that the husband's the only one signing the documents, the wife can't sign because she has a benefit from him signing that document, so therefore they would have to have another third party person to be a witness.
Okay, so that's a new that started July 1st.
Correct.
What is the thinking behind that? Do you know? It makes no sense to me.
I think again it's just a way to protect the consumer. Okay. The notary witnesses the consumer signing the document, but now they're asking that there be another person to be a witness on top of the notary to make sure the document was executed properly.
Okay. It still doesn't matter. I'm sorry. It's one of those things. Maybe there's a need for it in some industries. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like in the real estate industry, when everything's being done at title companies and it's being notarized, I mean, when's it going to stop?
I think the state was looking at other states because it's common in other states to have some documents witnessed by a third party. For example, in Florida, anytime there's a document such as a deed or power of attorney that has an adverse effect on the property, that has to be witnessed. Mortgages don't have to be witnessed in Florida, but any other document that has an adverse effect on the property, it has to be witnessed. So your states are always continuing to make sure that they're in line with other states. So I think the state of Indiana just kind of looked at what they were doing compared to some of the other states and said, you know, maybe it's not a bad idea. Let's do it.
See, this is why I'm not a politician, and I wouldn't be in anything like that, because just because another state's doing it, if it doesn't make any sense, I wouldn't do it. I mean, it just follow the leader or follow whoever's doing it. This one is just one of those things. I didn't know about it. So this is the first I've heard about it, I heard about it from my customer who was upset and it probably happened to him because this just happened, and he was upset about it because he didn't know, and he said, I would have got somebody. It's like, I never heard of this before.
Well, it was caught us off by surprise as well. And we know that the legislators come January 21 will be looking at this and determine whether it's something that they want to continue or is it something that we can go back to the way before July 1st.
Yeah, well, maybe so. They need two witnesses, one to witness the witness.
No, let's not do that.
I mean, that's my whole thing. When does it stop?
Yeah.
You have a notary. If you can't, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't get stuck on that, but it just doesn't.
It is a hassle, but it's something, again, we've had to adapt to change. And at Near North Title, we're always making things, make sure that we're taking care of our customers and protecting them. And we adapt to change.
Right. Yeah. And what else can you do? You have to do that.
Yeah.
Now, for the most part, most people close in your offices, correct?
Correct.
And so you have offices in Indianapolis and in Greenwood. Where else do you have your offices?
So our main office for Indiana is in Carmel. We also have an office in the Clearwater area in Indianapolis off 82nd Street. We have an office in Fishers, Indiana, offices in Granger, Indiana, Elkhart, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Shelbyville, Indiana, Columbus, Indiana, Greenwood, Indiana, Evansville, Indiana, and Vincennes, Indiana.
Okay. So you're all over the state.
Yep.
Pretty much. And then you're also, you said, in other states. So you're in, I know you're in Florida, and I know you said Michigan and
Illinois. We have brick and mortar in all those offices. We're also licensed in several other states, and we're currently working in getting licensed in 12 other states.
Wow. You're out of Indiana. Is that thing Near North is out of Indiana?
It's owned by one person, and he resides here in Indiana.
Awesome. Yeah, because it's amazing how it seems like it's growing. And like you've been in Florida just for a few months, but that seemed like a real big boon because you get a lot of people who move from Indiana to Florida.
Yep. A lot of Midwesterners like to live in Florida. So when they, whether they retire or second home or something like that, they go to Florida. So that was one of the reasons we acquired two offices down in Florida this year to help our friends and families here in Indiana.
So if somebody is, let's say they're here and they're buying a home in Florida, can they close here at your title company here if they use Near North in Florida?
Most definitely. I mean, no matter where they're at, we can always make sure that they're taken care of and getting a closing done for them, whether we're doing it in one of our offices or we send a mobile notary or anything like that. So, yeah, it doesn't matter where they're buying a house, whether it's here in Florida or Illinois. If they live here in Carmel, Indiana, they can close in our Carmel office.
Yeah, because that's very convenient. That's really a big plus. It's not just Florida; it's all the other states that you're in. You have that ability to do that. So to me, that seems like a really big plus. So,
I agree. Yep.
And also where your offices are basically everywhere, it makes it very easy to close. Is there anything else people need? Okay, so let's say I'm getting ready to go to my closing. Is there anything people need to know, maybe make it a little less nerve-wracking for them when they're getting ready to go to their closing?
We want to make sure that people know, and one of the documents that we're sending out every time, we always confirm everyone at the scene of our closings. We send out a closing confirmation to our customers, whether it's the loan officer, the agents, whatever. We're also attaching a COVID-19 letter that they are to pass on to the consumer, and it lets the consumer know what steps we're taking to make sure that they're safe. It lets them know that we're desanitizing everything. We're making sure that we have a very, very clean environment, sterile environment, so when they come in that they're feeling confident that they're coming into a safe location.
Well, Ray, I appreciate you joining me today. It's very interesting on what you guys are changing and what's been changed in the industry. If somebody's looking to do title or they have questions, how would they get a hold of you? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best place would be go to our website at www.nntg.com or contact me directly at my email, rays@nntg.com, or call me at 317-710-1312.
Perfect. Well, Ray, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Rick.
Thank you. And if you would like to get a hold of me, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's Rick Ritma at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And just fill out the information or all my contact information there. Give me a call, text me, send me an email. All of it works. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it very much. Next week, we're going to be talking to Molly Deaton, and we're going to be talking about blood pressure. I know that's not much in the way of mortgages or real estate, but it's very important. She's the president of Profound Health Solutions and extremely knowledgeable. I think you'll really enjoy the show. Thanks again for joining us, and hopefully we'll see you next week.